Get your ears wrapped around the Golden State Media Concepts Basketball Podcast. All the scoop you need to know, from college basketball to the NBA and even March Madness. News of your rising stars. Topics on and off the hardwood. This is the Golden State Media Concepts Basketball Podcast.
Welcome to the GSMC Basketball Podcast with your favorite host, Ryan Holloway, presented on and by the GSMC Podcast Network to fulfill all of your podcasting needs. You guys know what happened? Guess what happened? Guess. I'm going to wait for a whole 45, 50 minutes, 1 hour. I'm going to just wait for you to guess. No, we don't have that kind of time. The All-Star teams are picked. I'm going to get into it a little bit later. But I just want to let you know that this whole thing of them picking the teams, it's at first when they said it, I was like, nah. Then they started to talk about it more, and I was like, And then the hype built a little bit more, and I was like, Now that the teams are picked, I'm kind of excited about it. You want to know why? I'm going to tell you why. Because we've been doing this thing with the All-Star game for I don't know however long they've been having All-Star games, 60 years, 1,000 years, since Jesus' first birthday. I don't know. But here's the way the teams are picked. All you guys go in the Foot Locker and you fill out a paper. Wait, they don't do that anymore. There was a time when you have to go to Foot Locker and then fill out a paper and then turn it in. Allegedly, they would count those or whatever, and they would pick the teams. But I don't know if they would count all those things. That's silly. Now you go online and select, because who's gonna go inside of a Foot Locker, and who's gonna go inside of a Foot Locker to fill out a ballot, and who's gonna even go count those ballots? Like, no one has time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. To quote a great literature. So I don't know, the whole them picking teams like that. It's interesting to me. And when the teams were released, I'm like, okay, I see what you guys did there. You guys built a lot of intrigue. I can appreciate that. I genuinely can. That's awesome. So with that, I'm going to go into that later. What I also have for you guys is a little bit more, just a tad more petty, that it may be. And when it comes to petty, here's the thing. When I release this type of petty information, I don't necessarily blame the players, because me, I'm someone that's like, hey, if it's said behind closed doors to your people, to your friends, then and it leaks out, I don't really know if it's fair. You know, like, I'm going to tell you guys what happened, but I don't necessarily criticize the players for this, because if you have friends that are on your payroll or whatever, or your associates, your colleagues, your boys, your posse, your amigos, whatever you call them, and one of those people is like leaking information to ESPN or whoever, and they're getting little $10,000, $20,000 checks on the side. I don't know the dynamic of that situation, but I don't know. Rick Ross has a verse that says something like, if your man's loyal, give him a raise, because, you know, like, a lot of people aren't loyal. So I just want you guys to know, when I do leak this wild stuff, not even leak it, but when I tell you about these leaks that came out with information, I don't want you to feel like I'm criticizing the player for the way they feel, because they should feel that way. I don't know who they told it to. It'd be different if they were on the block. If I knew the context of the conversation, that'd be one thing. But if this was something that was like said in McDonald's around 50 people when they were stunting, then that's different. Like, that's 100% different. So I'm going to get into that, because the report said that Kyrie, if he wasn't traded, he was going to go ahead and say he was going to have like voluntary knee surgery if they wouldn't trade him, which kind of makes things make a lot of sense. That makes more sense as to why he was traded, why they wouldn't sit on him. But it doesn't, though, because I have like a theory about that. Also, it was found that LeBron wanted Paul George and Carmelo, like, and that's kind of a duh moment, but I guess it was recently repeated. But I don't know if that's the thing, like, I don't know if it was repeated or if this is just a LeBron feeling from a while ago, because if this is something that, like, that LeBron happened to say again, like, you guys could have went ahead and got me so and so, and we wouldn't be in this situation right now. If he said that just recently, then, you know, that could be, that's kind of low key like a diss towards IT in a way, kind of, or not really. Who knows? We'll figure it out. We got that for you as well. So I'm gonna let you guys know all that. Also, Westbrook is like playing like a Jedi mind trick type of thing, which I greatly congratulate him on, because he's not really a mind trick guy, but I'm gonna go in all that. It's gonna be great. This is what I want to tell you guys. Check this out. So before I get started, when you go into this weekend, I need you to know that the flu is running rampant. I just got over the flu a couple days ago. I was able to get over it in 4 days because myself, I'm genetically superior. I'm not sure if you are. Maybe you are, maybe you're not. I'm one of the 3% of people that only need like 6 hours of sleep. Look it up. There's only 3% of us. So I'm genetically superior, so I was able to fight off this zombie 2018 flu. But you yourself should be careful. You got to be careful of the flu, because dogs are even getting the flu. Dogs are. And not in expensive dogs, like the dogs you pay a lot of money for, the ones that could go on the airplane, not the ones that can go under the airplane, but the ones that go on the airplane, like they get a chair and they can bring one bag with them. Those type of dogs are even getting the flu. And I personally feel like if you pay more than $1,000 for a dog, he shouldn't get the flu. I don't think he should be able to get the flu. He should be able to fight crime. He shouldn't get strep throat. He shouldn't get anything. No doggy diseases, no parko, nothing. Because if a dog costs that much, then that shouldn't happen to you. I don't think that should ever happen to that type of dog. It's not a two-legged dog that you found behind the tire shop that you decided to bring home and give to your kids. If that dog comes home and has some 1980s STD, that's on you. That's the path that you chose. But if you pay a particular amount of money for a dog, I personally feel like he shouldn't be susceptible to colds. He shouldn't even be lactose intolerant. He should be able to eat sour cream, drink milk, eat ice cream, all of that. He should even be able to eat chocolate. And then they say dogs can't eat chocolate, but I don't know. The more you pay for a dog, there should be a different type of like immune system for them. And no, that is not commentary. That is not social commentary. Don't take it that way. Because that's rude. And if you're thinking that, then that's rude. Anyway, watch out for the flu. Drink your fluids, as people say. I don't know why people keep saying drink your fluids as though you're going to eat a whole bunch of sand at home, but drink fluids, because I don't know. That's the thing people say to you when you get the flu. I know this because I had the flu. Anyway, on with the show. So this is where we're at with this right now. Apparently, LeBron said that, yeah, he wanted Melo and Paul George. And he wanted Melo and Paul George. The thing is, this report came out a couple days ago of him saying this. Now, these were obviously his feelings prior, but I'm not sure if this was something that was said recently when, like, maybe he was asked about how they're doing, because this isn't something that he said during like a press conference. This is one of those things where someone was in the back room, heard him say something, and they wrote it down. They said he was very frustrated that he wasn't able to get Carmelo and Paul George. But the thing with that whole trade situation is, when Kyrie was going to get traded, apparently Kyrie like said this behind closed doors that he wanted to be traded. And then it leaked, right? Then it leaked. Allegedly, somebody in LeBron's camp like leaked this, that he wanted to be traded. Somehow, some way. I can't prove that. I can't verify that. That's some speculation pulled from several internet sources for me to distribute it to you. But now, I feel like that whole thing was just messed up by everyone knowing that. And it wasn't even like, hey, I might want to be traded. It was like, I don't want to play here anymore. I want to go somewhere else, period. Now, when you say that, it decreases the trade value. Now, I don't necessarily know if Kyrie Irving was going to be able to be traded like for those guys, because everyone knows he didn't want to play there. So they were almost in the same situation as Melo. I mean, they were almost the same situation as Nick, as the Knicks, where it's like Melo doesn't want to be here. Well, we don't want him here, but we don't want him, and we don't think he's that good. So what can we get for him? What are we going to do? And the Cavs are in a situation where it's like, okay, this guy doesn't want to play here. He's really good, but people aren't going to give us like whatever we want for him, because they know we have to get rid of him anyway. What I think is weird is that last week, Charles Barkley said something about LeBron being a drama queen and people not liking him and all that or whatever. I personally, for one, don't really agree with that. I think that LeBron is not a drama queen. My only commentary for him, though, is this. To find out, like, now that he wanted Paul George and Carmelo so badly, I wish there was a way where I want to know if he voiced that to management. Because, again, they did fire David Griffin. Like, they fired the GM and just decided that they were going to get rid of him. Like, I don't know why you'd fire your GM that you've had for several years while you have LeBron. I just don't understand that. I don't know what the malfunction was going on with that decision to fire him. And unless Dan Gilbert plans on blowing the team up, I don't necessarily know why you'd fire the GM. Anyway, I want to know if like LeBron just cut off contact with him and was like, whatever, they'll figure it out. I don't really want to deal with that guy. Or if he was like, hey, you guys should do everything in your power to like go and get Paul George or Carmelo. It'd be really helpful. I don't know what you guys have to do, but I need you guys to make that happen. Now, if he didn't do that, then I can understand why people would call him passive aggressive, because the whole social media stuff, when he does certain things or post pictures or post like random memes like everyone else does in America, I don't think that's passive aggressive. I think it's just using your social media. If you post something on your social media that happens to happen at the same time as something else, and someone has to make a drastic correlation to say it's passive aggressive, I just think they're digging too hard. But I do think that if you don't address a situation that's making you unhappy or a choice that can make things better for you and turned a blind eye to it and say whatever, they'll figure it out, that's being passive aggressive. And I know it is, because I've done that myself. I've been in plenty of situations where someone's like, hey, someone that you'll feel away. And then someone's like, hey, what if we do this or da da da? You're like, whatever, man, just figure it out on your own. Whatever. Cause you feel away. I've done it. We've all done it. Like whatever, in relationships, at work, with friends, whatever, grocery stores, customer service situations. Well, we can give you 10% off. Whatever. Just wrap it up. I don't care. Whatever you guys do is fine. Then you get home and you get on Facebook and you go bad and tear the company a new one. Then all you really had to do was just ask for a manager or wait 20 more minutes. Things like that happen. So I want to know the dynamic, but I want to know the dynamic behind that and like what exactly was going on with the whole LeBron wanting them to play there. But the plot thickens, though. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about it when I get back from this break.
Are you looking for the very best NFL and college football podcast? Then check out the GSMC Football Podcast. Get the latest football news, both on and off the field. From the NFL draft to trades to the rumor mill to the NFL combines, they got you covered. That's gsmcpodcast.com/football-podcast. Get updates on college rivalries, game day insights, and much, much more. It's football talk the way you want it. This show eats, sleeps, and breathes football. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back to the GSMC Basketball Podcast with your favorite host, Ryan Holloway, presented on and by the GSMC Podcast Network to fulfill all of your podcasting needs. Now, I was starting to dig this hole, not dig this hole. I was planting this foundation to tell you guys this story. And basically, it's about how LeBron wanted Carmelo and Paul George on the team. Now, my issue with, and here's my thing, like, this is where I'm at with this, and this is where my confusion is. I'm not one of these people that run around willy-nilly calling LeBron passive aggressive. I'm not with it. I'm not for it. Because of why they call him that. When they say things like, oh, he posted this meme, and it was an hour after this happened, so it must mean this. Nah, I'm not with that. Everyone uses social media for different things. When it comes to passive aggressive behavior, because I've been in the situation before, I want to know if he went to the GM's office or whoever. They fired Griffin. I think the new GM's name is Kobe something. Sorry, I don't know his name. And I want to know if he went there and was like, hey, I need you guys to do everything in your power to get me Paul George, Carmelo, one or the other, both, whatever. I need you to do whatever has to happen and do it. And they didn't do it. And now he's upset about it still. I want to know if that's what happened or if he was like, they know that I want Carmelo and or Paul George, and if they can't figure that out, I'm going to be upset about it. I want to know how that. I want to know the dynamic of how it happened, because I feel like for Dwayne Wade to get there, he must have told someone, "Hey, we're going to sign Dwayne Wade to this. He needs to come in, figure out a way to get D Wade here." That had to happen, right? Like, because they didn't know, they aren't psychic kids, and they're chilling, and then randomly Dwayne Wade is just there like, hooray, I'm here. Like, I'm sure that didn't happen. So I want to know if he used the same energy towards the Paul George and Carmelo Anthony situation that he used towards the Dwayne Wade situation. I would just like to know that before we run out willy-nilly saying that he really wanted them and he's upset that he couldn't get them on the team. Because I personally feel like it's unfair to pull that out now, because it's kind of a low blow. Because if he did say this right now, like, I don't know, somewhere, if he said this around a group of people, it's like, oh, we're not doing well. Oh man, that's a shot to Isaiah, because, you know, we probably could have got something better for him. I mean, we could have got something better for Kyrie. That's a shot towards Isaiah, even though I don't really think Isaiah would care that much. But I don't really think LeBron would say that within this situation, because what's done is done, right? But if this is something that, is this something that he said in, I don't know, September, and this is being brought up for a story, I mean, congratulations, Spin Media. Like, great job. The plot thickens, though, because here's the thing. This only gets better, because when it comes to this whole trade, I'll kind of bury the lead for you guys. When it comes to this whole trade, I was wondering why the Cavs didn't just say, hey, you know what, Kyrie, this is what you're going to do, okay? If you want to be traded, then you're going to wait until LeBron's contract is up in 1 year, and then we'll ask you what you want to do or what he wants to do, okay? And you'll sit on this bench, okay? And you'll play for this team, because we're not just going to trade you all willy-nilly just because you want to go. And I was wondering why they didn't do that way, rather than having it leak that they had to get rid of him, then they have like a month and a half to do it under a lot of pressure. I wonder why they did that. Turns out, Kyrie threatened to sit out an entire season by having a knee surgery. In the finals, the first year the Warriors won, during the playoff series, Kyrie Irving hurt his knee, messed his knee up really bad. So he was out, right? Broken kneecap. And he threatened to have a surgery to clean up what was inside of his knee and just sit out the whole season if they didn't trade him. Now, I don't know how that threat works in the favor of, I don't know how that threat works in the favor of Kyrie Irving. Now, are the Cavs like, oh my God, he's going to get surgery? Like, what? Why? I don't understand the threat. I don't get it. This is why I don't understand the threat. Because I want to say Kyrie Irving is like 26 years old, right? So With Kyrie, if Kyrie Irving's 26 years old, he's going to voluntarily go under a knife and have his knee opened up for no apparent reason just to not play a whole season? Really? Okay, here's the thing. This is what you do. If that were the case, and he were to do that and say, hey, I'm going under a knife and having surgery, what we would hear about it from like the outside media, what we would hear about it is, okay, Kyrie Irving is having surgery. Something must happen to his knee, but then we hear it's a cleanup. But the Cavs really know that it's a cleanup, and everyone else thinks like it's a real surgery. Who knows? So he sits out for a whole year, and then you have some time to think about moving him into where you can move him with his alleged knee surgery that he had. And people may think he's damaged goods, or people may think he's damaged goods or whatnot. But it hurts his value to him, and it hurts the value to the Cavs. But it hurts the value to him more, though, right? I'm going to tell you why. Here's the thing. If you have a player that just doesn't want to play somewhere, then it hurts the team's value in the trade, because you have to get rid of him no matter what. Like, you have to get rid of him, period. Because he wants to play every place but doesn't want to play for your team. So it hurts the stock on your actual team. It's hurting your property value. But if he has a surgery that's like out of your control, he just volunteers to have it, then it's like, all right, well, we'll keep him, but we don't mind trading him because he had this surgery, so we're not sure what to do with him anymore. But if he comes back, he'll be good. But if he does, we don't know. We have no idea. Now you're in like this isn't that serious, but now you're in like a Peyton Manning situation, or even the Isaiah Thomas situation. Like, he wants to be here. We don't have any problems with him. He just had a surgery, and we're not sure what's next. And then your vibes would be better, and people wouldn't be trying to extort you and take Kyrie and send you back like a bag of nickels and lollipops. So if this threat thing really happened, and that's what it says, I feel like the Cavaliers played it completely wrong. Because, I mean, I would have been like, fine, have the surgery. We'll call your bluff. Go for it. Do your thing. Because this is what we can do. While you're sitting out and you're just sitting out, just chilling, we can find out how good we are without you, see what our adjustments need to be. And then that way, when we trade for you, we'll know exactly where to fill the pieces in. That way we won't just randomly just give you away to anybody for nickels. Right? I mean, that seemed like it would have been the best bet. I'm not sure why they fell. I'm not sure why they even fell for that trick. It seems kind of silly, honestly. Like, here's the thing. I'm going to cut my knee open because you guys won't trade me. Okay, cut your knee open. Like, really? Come on, dude. Like, no one in their right mind, I feel like, is going to do that. And I also think that I'm not 100% sure. Of course, everything's in context. And maybe I think too much about context. But Kyrie could have been sitting around with one of his boys like, hey, man, if they don't trade me, I'll get my knee cut open. And his boy was like, ha, man, you a fool. But really just kidding, though, right? Like, you ever been at a job and said something wild? Wild. Like, if I don't get my paycheck next week, bro, like, it's going to be a problem. And then insert wild statement. But no one ever really means it, right? Like, no one ever really means it. Well, some people do. That's why we have news stories. But I digress. So, yeah, I don't think this is something that was to be taken serious when it was leaked or when it was said, or whoever overheard it, whoever sold this. But if it was to be taken serious, Kyrie's a savage. And I mean, that he must really, really, really genuinely, vehemently did not want to play there anymore. To say, hey, if you guys don't trade me, I'm going to get my knee opened up and get these little bones cleaned up inside of it. You're going to have a voluntary surgery because they won't trade you? I can't wait till we find out what this actual beef was about. I really can't. I can't even wait. I mean, we'll never know, right? Because even with like Kobe and Shaq, we don't really know what happened. We know that there was an ego thing, but we don't really know exactly what happened, like what the breaking point was. Everyone, I mean, they weren't the best of friends. Or whatever. I mean, they won some championships. There might have to be some good times. You play with somebody that long, you win three championships with them, you have some rings or whatnot. There's got to be some good times. So, if the good times that you guys have, like, dogging other teams, putting on a show. If the good times, those good times still don't outweigh, like, the beef, what happened? Even with, so with the Cavs, they're dogging teams. They've been to the finals three, well, LeBron with Kyrie, they've been in the finals three times, right? Even though in the first one, Kyrie didn't play. So, but he was there, right? So to have that much success, and he's a baller, he's his own guy, he's like his own player, Kobe system, I get all that. I respect it 100%. I'm not going to go into that whole alpha dog thing because I feel like calling another human, whether or not another human's an alpha dog, I feel like it's not my place to say that. If you want to call yourself a non-alpha dog, that's fine. But I'm not going to say anybody's an alpha dog or not. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to say that he's all Kobe system. He's an individual, which is fine. But what had to be so bad that you're like, hey, I'll cut my own knee open at home. I'll do my own surgery so I don't got to play here. I'll do whatever it takes. What could be that bad? Jeez. So I don't know, but I feel like I think that was diabolical, and I don't want to say I've never heard of anything like that before, but I just want to say that I'm kind of impressed by it, that's the measures that we're taking. Like, it's not literally cut off your nose, spite your face, but it's as close to that as figuratively possible. It doesn't get any closer to cut off your nose, spite your face, than to cut open your knee to not play for a team that you don't want to play for. It doesn't get any, it doesn't get any worse than that. But I could see why, though, because I did hear reports where people were like, hey, they should have just left him on the team or whatever. If he didn't want to play, he had to play, and it wouldn't have made a difference. And actually, I want to say it was Jalen Rose that said that, who said, so they should just kept him on the team. So you're on the team, you're going to play, whatever, you have to play. It's that simple, I guess. And I was like, how can you just make him play? Like, then he would have to just mail it in, as they would say. And one person was like, yeah, well, Kyrie's not the type to mail in. He would just play really hard every game, even though he didn't want to be there. But, and I was like, oh, I guess that makes sense, because he's not the type of person to go out there and not play. But because he's that way, I could see why he would cut his own knee open, because he's not going to do something. He's not going to half step that situation, because he's the high character individual when it comes to his craft. He wouldn't high step it. So if he's not going to high step it, he's like, you know what? I'm just not going to play. I'm going to go get my knee touched up. I need someone to look at my knee, make sure it's okay inside of there, cut it open, look around, make sure there's not any leftover remnants from surgery, any tacks, tic tacs, jumping jacks, any just small things in there, making sure they're all right. So, hey, it kind of makes sense, but I don't believe you. I don't believe he would do it. I don't believe he would do that. I don't. So when I get back, I'm going to tell you guys how Russell Westbrook is like the best low key, undercover, subconscious salesperson in the NBA ever. When I get back, I'm going to tell you all about it. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Check out the show that's built on the MMA. From the UFC to extreme cage fighting, they got the fights covered. Check out the GSMC MMA podcast. Get the latest news on past or upcoming fights. Join us as we talk to and about some of the biggest names in the MMA, past, present, and future. When it's the fight game, there's just one show to check out. GSMCpodcast.com/MMA-podcast. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back to the GSMC Basketball Podcast with your favorite host, Ryan Holloway, on the GSMC Podcast Network to fulfill all of your podcast needs. Now, here's the thing. I just got done wrapping up. Well, I didn't really wrap this up. I'll just tell you guys about how the Kyrie Irving situation on the Cavs was a little, the plot was thicker than we knew. And there was a slight, I don't want to say conspiracy, but apparently there was a threat that if Kyrie wasn't traded, that he was going to go under the knife and have like an orthoscopic cleanup surgery for his knee that he hurt in the finals 3 years ago. And based on like that threat, he was going to, I guess not, I guess he was going to sit out a year. But my opinion of that is I don't really know how the Cavs would have fell for that because Kyrie's too young to just go have like a voluntary surgery, like just because. I don't really see why he would just go and do that, like during, not, I don't know, the prime of his career, trying to go under the knife just because. I don't see that happening. And if I was the Cavs, I'd be like, fine, have surgery. I'm calling your bluff. Anyway, that all led to them rushing Kyrie out of there, not really able to get exactly what they wanted for him because they kind of had to get rid of him before the season started because everyone knew he didn't want to play there. During that trade, during the trade situation, LeBron was interested in possibly acquiring Paul George or Carmelo Anthony or both of them in somehow, some type of way, some capacity. Now, as we know, Paul George ended up on the Oklahoma City Thunder along with Carmelo and Russell Westbrook. This was after Russell Westbrook signed a $200 billion contract. like $200 million after they showed him that he was willing to make some moves. After the organization showed him they were going to make some moves for him. Now, here's the thing with Paul George. Since Paul George has went to OKC, because he's on one of these contracts where you trade someone and then he has basically a year to figure it out because he has an expiring contract. Indiana wanted to get rid of him so they can get something for him before he just walked away because he never really said if he wants to be there, doesn't want to be there, wants to be there, blah, 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 blah. Which, let me go back to Kyrie for a second. That's why, even though Kyrie decided to leave the Cavs, and apparently he wasn't the one to leak this or whatever, but for him to go to the organization and say, hey, I don't want to be here anymore, I appreciate that. I really do. It's misconstrued as it being disloyal to say, can I have a trade? I mean, because some guys have no trade clauses. Like Carmelo had a no trade clause. He had to waive it to get on the OKC. LeBron has a no trade clause. A lot of these guys have no trade clauses. But for Kyrie to say, hey, I don't want to play here, I think it's a big deal. Because I think they should pat him on the back for that. Because Paul George has been in this limbo with Indiana. Like, well, I like being here, but I kind of want to go somewhere else. But it's never been clear what he wants to do. To say, I don't want to play here anymore would just be great for everyone. But Indiana didn't know exactly what was going to happen until like the LA thing kept happening. He wouldn't say anything about LA, but the media saying stuff about LA. So it's like, I guess we got to get rid of him. So they trade him to OKC and he's in OKC this season. The contract expires at the end of the year and then he's going to see what he's going to do. Microphones are in his face before every LA game, during every LA game, and after LA, every LA game, like, hey, are you interested in coming to LA? Do you want to come here? Do you thought about it anymore? Which is crazy, right? It's so crazy because in the NBA, there's no such thing as a distraction, right? There's no such thing. But in the NFL, everything's a distraction. Like if you have a certain player on your team that does a certain thing, that's a distraction. If you do too many interviews about a particular thing, that's a distraction. If a coach does this, that's a distraction. Anything off the field, that's a distraction. But in the NBA, nothing's a distraction. They're asking Paul George this every other conference. Have you considered where you might go after your contract? Bro, like he's on a good team. Let him live. At one point, I could see when the OKC thing wasn't quite working out, they were in like 12th place. It wasn't looking really good. It was looking like they were going to miss the playoffs. And there were whispers of Billy Donovan not knowing what he was doing because, I mean, you know, you have all three of these players and you guys should be doing better. But they've worked it out and now they're in 5th place. They're in a more realistic situation. Now, with that, with him being like recruited and asked where he's going to go, again, he still hasn't said anything. He said, well, we're in a good situation. We're in a winning team. So it would be dumb of me to leave. But he also said when he was in LA, like, oh, I like the fans recruiting style or something along those lines. Like he liked how they were trying to like draw him there. So there's like these mixed signals, and I don't blame him just because everything he says is scrutinized. So I don't blame him. I just wish it was more clear. Well, so Russell Westbrook was asked, hey, how are you gonna try to sell this to Paul George? And Russell Westbrook was like, I don't have to sell anything to him. Like, we're gonna win the championship. I don't have to sell anything to him. Right? Now, Russell Westbrook isn't the type to just say something. He means everything he says. He lives, breathes, and bleeds basketball. He doesn't even really care about stuff. Like, all he cares about is basketball and fashion and his kids and his family. That's it, right? It's really interesting because the only time Westbrook cares is when people get in his face about basketball. Other than that, it's like, eh, whatever. He doesn't really care about the opinions of others unless it's about basketball. Prime example. They asked him how he felt about the All-Star team or whatever, and he's like, they got the teams figured out. That's cool, whatever. And there's someone in the background, I guess, one of his teammates in the locker room is like, tell him how you really feel. And they start laughing. He's like, well, I saw the list, and it looks like I was picked last. I don't really know why I was picked last. And then someone's like, oh, it's an alphabetical order. He's like, oh, see, told you guys it's an alphabetical order. So he was only concerned as to, like, why would I be picked last? I'm one of the best players in this. I am one of the greatest NBA players of all time. And Westbrook is. Westbrook is right now one of the greatest NBA players of all time, period. 100%. Now, that's all. But other than that, he doesn't care what anyone says about him. But being picked last out of all those people, he was hot. So he feels like, no, I don't have to sell Paul George anything. We're going to win the championship. And then you know what he said? So first of all, he said, I don't have to sell him anything. We're going to win the championship, right? Do you want someone on your team like that? Yes, you do. But I don't have to sell him anything. I don't got to do that. A, first of all, that's not what I do. Secondly, I win championships. Even though he hasn't won one yet, he's been in the finals. He's been close. He's a baller. He's a phenomenon on the court. He can't be stopped. Average a triple-double. We love saying that. So what I'm saying is his next move was this. Paul George didn't make the All-Star team. Why, you might ask? Well, because he plays in the West now. And it's the same reason that Carmelo didn't make the All-Star team. Because they both play in the West. And when you play in the West, you have to be really, really good to make the All-Star team. Well, you got to be really good to be in the NBA. However, when it comes to the All-Star team in the West, there's a possibility you got to be really good. Now, is it questionable that maybe he should have been voted in? Nah, if you look at who got voted in, there's a possibility. But, I mean, you're in the West. That's the price you pay. And then Westbrook went bad. He basically said, well, he didn't go bad. He just supported his teammate and was like, I don't see how he didn't make it. He's one of the best players in this league. You got four people from one team on the All-Star team, referring to the Warriors. He's like, you got guys from there that are on the team because they're always talking about it, and I just don't think it's fair. He deserves to be on it. He's the best. He's really good. I like him. What a sell, right? What a sell. So I don't know. Again, I don't get into the alpha dog, that whatever. I don't get into all that. But what I do get into is this. I've managed people before. You have to manage people in particular ways. Some people prefer recognition and they need pats on the back and they enjoy that. Some people don't. And I feel like for Paul George to be in Indiana all that time, and like he was, I'm going to say like the fans appreciated him, but it seemed like his teammates were never like, yeah, Paul George, hooray, yay, you're so great. It was more like, we can't get over the hump. And they have like a rotating door of players coming in and out of there. It's like, oh, whatever, Paul George. They didn't really, I don't know if like the team appreciated him. I'm not sure if they did. But to come somewhere where the guy who won MVP last year is like, you're one of the best players in the league. You deserve to be on the All-Star team. I'm not going to sell you anything. We're going to win the championship. I feel like that's an award-winning endorsement. And I don't know if Westbrook is doing that on purpose. I think he's just being honest. And he is. Westbrook is the type where he's not going to say, he doesn't really waste words. He's not really into that type of thing. Doesn't seem that way. When he does interviews, doesn't really waste words. Doesn't really feel like it. He's not going to sell you anything extra just because. So for him to say that, man, I feel like Westbrook is out here kind of doing his thing, slanging it a little bit, slanging. Even Scott Brooks chimed in and said Paul George is the best two-way player in basketball. He said he's one of the best in the league. So Paul George's name is floating around. You want to know why? You get the right endorsement from the right person in the right situation. Everybody loves you. And I'm not saying that Paul George needs assistance with popularity, but being on the West Coast, he probably does. Because if you don't really follow basketball a lot, the Pacers haven't necessarily been. I mean, they've been around a while. They're historic. They're not a historic team, but they have history with like Reggie Miller. But they're not the type of squad where they're in the news a lot. So the Pacers would be in. I'm gonna say the playoffs. I mean, pretty often they made it to the conference finals once against the Heat, and they lost. They had a really solid team at one point. When Roy Hibbert was actually a basketball player, it was incredible. But so for him to like leave Indiana to come to OKC, I'm not sure. He's not very young. I'm not sure a lot of people know who he is. And don't get me wrong, basketball fans, aficionados. I know you guys know who Paul George is, but I don't think a lot of people like know who he is. Like, I feel like his name might be new to some people. I promise you, in a way where when the Warriors weren't that good and they had Monte Ellis was a baller. He averaged like 27 points a game. Nobody knew who he was. Why? Because he played for the Warriors. The Warriors at that point weren't as good. The Warriors, when they had Monte Ellis, they weren't as good as the Pacers at all. But it's just a regional thing. Like if you're not mega popping in a small market, then nobody really. You have to be a particular level of outstanding for people to notice you in a small market. And I feel like for the Pacers to not ever quite get over that hump, I don't think a lot of people know who Paul George is, honestly. And not even because of his gameplay. It's because he doesn't do a lot of commercials. He's not into the whole I'm on TV a lot thing, which I don't know why. It seems weird. It seems like he'd be the type. He's from L.A. Anyway, that's an incredibly biased opinion. That's really ignorant of me to say. I apologize. But so that's that story. This is what we're going to do. When I get back, I'm going to review these all-star game rosters with you and ask you guys who you think is going to win. My opinion actually has been scrutinized about the all-star rosters because I honestly feel like, you know what, I'm not even going to tell you. You guys got to wait till I get back. Y'all just got to wait. You guys just have to wait. I will be right back. Do not go anywhere. If you got to use a restroom, that's fine, but don't be gone too long because then like, I'm going to be offended, and who wants that? Talk to you soon.
Check out the show built around the women of MMA. From the UFC to the extreme cage fighting, we got the fights covered.
Listen.
It's the Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast. The latest news of upcoming fights, discussions of previous matches. Join us as we talk to and about the biggest names in women's mixed martial arts, past, present, and future. When it's the women's fight game, you know where to listen to. The Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast.
Welcome back to the GSMC Basketball Podcast with your favorite host, Ryan Holloway, presented on and by the GSMC Podcast Network to fulfill all of your podcasting needs. As promised, I told you guys I was going to review these NBA All-Star rosters with you. I'm not going to go through the whole thing. I won't do that. What I will tell you is this. I'm going to tell you guys the starting fives and a couple reserves, okay? So Team LeBron is LeBron, DeMarcus Cousins, Ant Davis, Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. Squad, right? Team Steph Curry is Giannis, Antetokounmpo, DeMar DeRozan, Joel Embiid, James Harden. So when you first look at these rosters, all my friends, all of them, I mean, everybody I know, except for one, I think one of my friends actually feels the same way I do. Everybody was like, LeBron's squad is going to destroy Steph Curry's squad. And when they said that, I'm like, okay, well, here's the thing. If they're playing 5-on-5 the whole game, I could see that happening because they'd dribble the ball down the court. Maybe DeMarcus Cousins and Anthony Davis would, just like post up Giannis and who else is the big? Just post up Giannis and Joel. But Joel Embiid and Giannis both play D. But I could see how DeMarcus Cousins and Anthony Davis, they have a better stretch game than those two. So maybe they would dog them. And then maybe Steph Curry isn't going to be able to guard Kyrie Irving the whole time. And Team LeBron has LeBron James. Is DeMar DeRozan or James Harden going to stop LeBron? Probably not. But then who's going to stop Harden? Either way, I feel like over the course of like a 5-on-5, I could see LeBron's team winning just because. And they have Kevin Durant, who would never have to go down low. He would just pull up from anywhere. So the Team LeBron is incredibly longer, basically, other than Kyrie Irving. But over the course of, like, the substitutions, because there are, like, massive substitutions in All-Star games, and once those substitutions start, that's when things start getting a little weird. So once they start switching people out, I mean, Team Steph Curry, I mean, they've got Jimmy Butler and Klay Thompson and Dame Lillard. Now, Jimmy buckets, Klay Thompson and Dame Lillard, they'll all get you buckets. It's not a problem. Once you start putting those guys in, things start moving around a little bit, things are going to get weird. The Team LeBron reserves, you got Victor Oladipo, Kristaps, John Wall, Kevin Love, LaMarcus, Bradley Beal, and they got Westbrook. So I honestly want to say the most valuable reserve on LeBron's team is Russell Westbrook when it comes to playing with these all-stars and getting buckets. Meanwhile, I feel like Team Steph Curry has three valuable reserves. So I feel like once the rotations start, I believe that Team Steph is going to win by about 12 points. That's my feeling. I'm calling it right now, right here. Right now and right here, Team Steph Curry is going to win by 12 points. That's how I feel. Like, because I also feel like Team Steph Curry has way more wet than Team LeBron. Way more wetting. Ultra wetting. They got James Harden. They got Klay. They got Steph Curry. And Jimmy Buckets to get a little wet. And you got DeMar DeRozan, who is the king of mid-range jumpers. The king of them. The king. So, I mean, I don't really see a situation where, I mean, I do see a situation. If they were really going to play like 5-on-5, starting five or starting five, I think they'd get smacked. But other than that, I don't see it happening. No way. This day in NBA history, about almost 1,000 years ago, it wasn't 1,000 years ago, I'm just kidding. January 26, 1995, Grant Hill was the first rookie to ever lead all NBA players in All-Star votes. He received 1.2 million votes. So, I'm sorry. The record for the votes, it was a record amount of voting. So it was 6 million votes casted, 6 million votes, right? Among the whole All-Star game, the whole thing. 6.2 million votes, the whole thing. He received 1.2 million votes. Wow. So, like, what is that? That's a little bit more than one sixth of the whole NBA votes. And let me tell you guys this. This is in 95. So Michael Jordan was there. Shaquille O'Neal was there. Wait, was MJ there? 96, 97, 98. You know, I'm sorry. I just blatantly lied to you. Michael Jordan wasn't there. But Shaq was there. Know what I mean? And Grant Hill, in case you guys don't know, if you get some free time, please Google Grant Hill. Because Grant Hill was the coldest player who never got to be cold because he got like these ankle injuries and he just never quite bounced back. And when you did see him like later in his career on the Sun shooting a bunch of mid-range jumpers, that wasn't really Grant Hill. That was a shell of Grant Hill. But he was still getting buckets though. So shout out to Grant Hill. Like, and it's interesting, I told you guys earlier that no one's going to go in the Foot Locker and cast these votes anymore. And when I thought about it, I was like, was it Foot Locker? Am I just making this up? But now that I have that fun fact for you guys. It really was Foot Locker. You'd go into Foot Locker, you'd fill out a little piece of paper, and you put it inside a little thing, and they would actually count it. Apparently, they really were counting it because it looks like it was 6,254,427 ballots cast. Now, that means that people are really counting these votes, unless they're just picking random numbers. Like, let's just say it was 6.2 million something. We'll just do it like that. We'll just figure it all out. I'm sure maybe that's how it went. Maybe that's not how it went. Anyway, this All-Star game is going to be exciting. And leading up to this, I will have more coverage for you guys about this All-Star game, because this whole pick your own team thing with certain players and certain teams, I feel like we're going to have a little bit of trash talk growing. It should get kind of weird, and I think we're going to like it. With that, you guys have an amazing weekend. Watch for the flu, like I told you. Please watch for the flu. I'm asking you nicely, because it's dangerous. Dogs are getting it. Dogs are getting the flu. I'm letting you guys know. And like I said, the expensive dogs. So with that, I'm going to let you guys go ahead and go. Enjoy your weekend. Live long, prosper, watch for potholes.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Basketball Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.